But now I'm trying to convince the people who don't want to be convinced to actually work with us. To try to convince them to something that they're not going to end up doing anyways.
Why are we consultants?
And then they're going to say, what I pay you for? Because stuff that you pretty much came, you know, to your own conclusion on. So it kind of gets back to therapy as I'm sitting at looking at our chairs over here. And I think of therapist chairs. But it's like when you go to therapy, nothing wrong with therapy. I think I probably need therapy. I probably need shock therapy at this point in time.
So the big question is this. How are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
There we go. We are online.
Oh, hello.
Trying to figure out episode number 64.
64, 63, 65.
I'm not sure. I feel like we're getting to that point where we're climbing, like we're on a hike, like a 10-mile hike. And we're at like mile number 3 and we're just worn out.
But we have a long way to go.
And a short time to get there. Watch that old bandit run.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, here we are. You know, I was thinking about this earlier and we kind of talked about this today a little bit, kind of off the cuff here, winging it, because a few seconds ago we're like, what the hell do we talk about tonight? But what I have to say tonight is can be, I think, held not really controversial, but it could definitely hurt and sting.
You have a way of doing that.
Yeah, but not necessarily in a bad way towards clients or towards people or towards us. Definitely not towards you or towards me. But I turned 50 the other day.
The big 50.
The big 50. Oh. I mean, I don't look 50. I mean, I don't think I do at least. Maybe a solid 42.
Somewhere around there.
Ish. I definitely look younger than you are, so. Okay, guess not. There's that look. Dun, dun, dun. So anyways, you kind of hit this point, and I don't know. It wasn't from turning 50. It's kind of been like creeping up on me for the past maybe 2-3 years. But I'm starting to get this point that I don't necessarily, I can't say the word care. I care deeply. But I'm getting to the point where I don't care. I'm getting irritated. I am at the point where.
Okay. Can we call it what it is?
We can. I'm trying to.
Let's just call it what it is.
I'm trying to play foreplay with the words here a little bit.
No, let's just call it what it is. You're tired of people's bullshit.
I'm tired of people's bullshit, but I'm getting to the point where I'm getting mad because people are coming up and trying to use you, not you, but us, a company, whatever it is, human beings, for just free, cheap stuff and this advice. And I give away so much stuff to individuals, but it's getting to the point where people are just saying, just tell me what I want to know. I want to do things on the cheap. I don't want to spend any money.
Gimme.
And I want free, free, free. So it's like people are stuck inside this free world, not wanting to spend any money, and then come to Tom for the solution because Tom has these really nice, obscure, fun ways of figuring out how to do things that are really practical and really good, but oftentimes helps avoid a tremendous amount of spend. And I think that's good. But then there's this piece where people are putting themselves in these positions where they're going out and they're doing things against all advice. Like, no, you should probably spend the money on that. And then they're coming back saying, now it's broke. It doesn't work. I'm having issues.
Now you fix it.
Now you fix it. It now becomes my problem.
Yeah.
So case in point, no clients are mentioned. Customer comes out and they says, hey, listen, we're paying too much for our phone service here. Now, I had no idea they're shopping around. I really don't care. But then they come to me and says, hey, we're paying too much for our phone service. We went to some subpar hosted application on the web. Now we're saving $50 a month. And so the call comes in like a week after that, 2 weeks after that, and they're drop shipped a router from the local cable company, and it, because it's cheaper to use them than it is our local, probably number one fiber company, Allo, here in town. And now they're going to save an extra $70 a month. And I'm having conversations. I'm going through emails. Nice guy. And at the point of like, don't do it. Well, and there's nothing I can say or do to make him stop. But I just know that if I don't go out there and basically say, no, don't do it, we're going to end up with the problems in about 4 to 5 weeks. Because this cheap service that they subscribe to and coupled with the cheap internet that they subscribe to, they're going to have horrible calls. They're going to have horrible, horrible service, all for $70 a month, trying to avoid cost, save money.
Yeah.
But this is going from customers buying things on the cheap from, you know, from the Sam's Clubs to, you know, refurbished sites, things that are used, just trying to make things work. And there's one thing when I can do that, because I know how to fix my own stuff, and I don't. I largely just spend the money on the quality stuff. But at the end of the day, the calls keep coming in. And I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm done. I'm literally done, like separating myself from that world as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see it too.
Oh, absolutely.
People say, well, we can get cheaper benefits over here. Well, we can get cheaper stuff over here. You know, this broker can do this. But in the actuality, it's probably not that far off.
Yeah.
A few bucks a month, $100 a month, $1,000 a month. What's the difference? Who cares? And if your company, I hate to say it, but if your company is going to fold, and I'm talking a real company here, employees, lease a building, maybe you own a little building, you have real business expenses. But if your company is going to fold because you're spending an extra $1,000 a month or maybe an extra $5,000 a month on quality services that keep your company afloat and you're concerned about that, then you have a real problem. You might as well just shut down and go work some for.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say that because we're no multi-gazillion dollar company by any means, but we're definitely not going to let our company have issues. We're not going to let our employees have issues. We're not going to let our vendors, you know, we're not going to let anything bug us over $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month or whatever it is. I mean, we're going to do it right and do it right the first time and not look back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a little hard to say. Maybe that's hard for some to understand. But the more that we, you and I, get into, you know, heart and hustle, the consulting side of the company and working with these companies, you see it. I mean, you peel the books back and every single organization we go into, there are thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars a month that are sorely wasted on junk.
Mm-hmm. But they won't spend $150
a month. But they won't spend it.
To save them 4 hours of time when this platform could take them 10 minutes. They'd rather pay the person to work the 4 hours. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So it's like now we're at a point where, and I hate to say this, and I sound so weird. I made these analogies in the past, but I think it's Matrix, the third one out there, when Neo goes blind and he's in the ship, right? And he can't see. And he puts the blindfold on, or he has the blindfold on, and then all of a sudden closes his eyes and he can see everything. He can see through the darkness. He can see what's happening. And I feel like... since I've been getting older, and maybe it was this crescendo, like before people even sometimes start to speak to me a little bit, I'm gauging exactly what they're going to say. Like I know I've been through this world enough that I know pretty much what they're going to say before they even say it. And I can understand like if you're making a business decision doing this right now, I can peek down the corner, peek down the highway, maybe 2 or 3 miles, meaning 2 or 3 years, and peek around the corner and understand exactly what's going to go on. And if you make this decision now, this is what's going to happen based on your personality, based on everything that you are and who you are and what you do. This decision is going to impact you this way. Meaning, however, if you're a completely different person, somebody else on the other side of the spectrum, maybe you're highly empathetic or whatever, and you make that decision, I'm going to know that, you know what? It's going to be the right decision for you. It could be the same decision as this douchebag made, but based on his or her personality, it's going to turn out to the wrong effect. And it's weird. It's like you can start to see this.
It's called experience.
I don't know if it's called experience or intuition, or what, but it's becoming to a point where it's just like, you dumb it, mother effer. It's like you're making the wrong decision here. But you got to be nice. You got to have a smile. You got to, you know, help them understand, but know that you're not going to make them do it. They're going to end up making the wrong decision. There's nothing I can do to convince them to do it the right way, or meaning the way that I kind of know it's going to happen. And you're just going to have to watch them fail. And you and I together have had this experience probably 6 to 7 times in the past 3 to 4 months alone, mm-hmm. with individuals, with companies, and you know what's going to happen. And then what happens is ultimately what we predicted happens, and they come falling down their face. And then guess what? It causes us more work because now we have to go fix it.
We have to clean it up.
We have to clean up the mess. That's like, so we get to this point of like, what do you do, or what can you do or say to talk to an individual and have them like without using the force, you know, these are not the droids you're looking for, but you know, it's pretty much just, in what way can you say, trust me, without saying trust me and coming off as that consultant or that salesperson. And without coming back a month or two later, 6 months later, a year later, saying, I told you so.
I think that comes with, I mean, that's part of the process.
I know.
That's part of that relationship, and it's part of building that trust with that person, and just them seeing that maybe we kind of a little bit know what we're talking about.
We know exactly what we're talking about. And that's the problem, is that, you know, you can be, you know, we know exactly what we're talking about probably 100% of the time. And I don't think there's ever...
99.9.
I don't think so. Maybe you on the HR stuff, but on me, it's been 100% of the time, been spot on. On everything that we say over the past 5 to 7 years is going to happen, is going to happen. Now, nonetheless, we catch ourselves in those positions where we kind of start to think, well, maybe if we do this, we should do this. And what happens if we're consulting with ourselves, and what would we do? And we should be doing this, because this is what I would say to Tom if in the event that I was consulting Tom. But the reality is we're in the hot seat. So then we make some dumbass decision and we do with what we shouldn't be doing, even though we know we should be doing it. And guess what? We still get screwed at the end of it.
What does that tell you?
Following my own, I should consult myself. Was the movie Better Off Dead?
We've had that scenario happen multiple times.
Better Off Dead, the movie. I'm trying to give McKenna a movie quote here. You know, when he's on the ski slope and he has the white face and the black face. Yes, and he's talking to himself over here, and he talks to himself over here, and he talks to himself over here. He's trying to have that conversation with each other. That's what I feel like half the time. And then here's you coming down the hill. I want my $2.
I want my $2!
But seriously, though, it's like I'm at this point. So I'm not saying what I spew is 100% gold.
You just said it was 100%.
But it's motherfucking gold.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, not very often am I wrong. And not very often are you wrong. And together, we're pretty much never wrong. We balance each other out enough to know what we say is pretty much spot on. But I think what we have a problem with, both of you, I wish there's two of you, but both of us have an issue with, is that I think that empathy, that emotional, that EQ is there. And I honest to God think there's sometimes when I say things like that, I often think, am I hurting their feelings? Am I looking like a doofus? Probably like I am now. Am I really understanding with what they mean or what they feel or how they're looking at it? And the reality is you look back and say, yeah, I am. Sometimes it has to be direct. It has to be tough love. But sometimes I'm almost afraid to say certain things with fear of them getting so upset or maybe offended. Mm-hmm. I had a customer on the phone today. He called. He was upset. He called. And there's nothing I can do to argue. I mean, there's no, just...
That's exactly... I mean, it doesn't matter how... It's like raising your children. Like, you know, if they touch the stove, they're going to get burned. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how many times you tell them. They have that curiosity and they have their own mind and they have their own just way of doing things and they're going to try it out.
But that's also mostly an underdeveloped mind that doesn't understand oftentimes right from wrong.
It doesn't change.
They hire you or I, they bring us on because you're quite literally the best at what you do. We are quite literally the best at what we do. And they're still contradicting. Well, what happens if we do this? Or what happens if we do that? We don't need to spend $137 a month for an HR platform to manage employees. Been doing it just fine for years inside of a spreadsheet. I can go on for a year and talk about the benefits of it. But why should I do that? It's $137 a month. Make your own damn decision. Fall on your face. Just don't come crying back.
Yeah.
But they come crying back. They do. Do
it's like, I think it's a mess. Yeah. I mean... they are in the same position we are because you said, you know, I have that empathetic heart. I kind of second guess, well, am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And they're going through that same experience. Hmm. And so they make the decision that they're going to make. And if it does go down the wrong path,
yeah,
hopefully they learn from it.
I know. And it's like, and then on the flip hand side, and I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately, tried a little bit today again, but just to go and market those services that we have within Heart and Hustle, go to market to people, to, you know, the public or whatever you want to do, to have people call you and say, hey, we really want to utilize you folks and work with you. We understand what you do and how you do it and you make magic happen. But like, how much time do you spend doing that? I could spend a year doing that, but now I'm trying to convince the people who don't want to be convinced to actually work with us, to try to convince them to something that they're not going to end up doing anyways.
Why are we consultants?
And then they're going to say, what I pay you for, because stuff that you pretty much came, you know, to your own conclusion on. So it kind of gets back to therapy as I'm sitting at looking at our chairs over here. And I think of therapist chairs. But it's like when you go to therapy, nothing wrong with therapy. I think I probably need therapy. I probably need shock therapy at this point in time. But you have therapy and you literally go inside of an office, of a therapist's office, and you sit down on a chair, a couch, a dimly lit room, whatever you want to do, and you start talking. Therapist sits there and says, okay, how does that make you feel? Let's unpack this, whatever you want to say. They say ultimately nothing. You end up doing all the talking, and then you end up coming to your own conclusion anyways.
That's what a really good therapist does.
Yeah. So it's just like, so ultimately, what are we doing? Too much talking? Do we need to become therapists to actually be better consultants? I don't think so. Most therapists I know need therapists.
I feel like 80% of what I do is... therapy.
It is
20% compliance and pushing paperwork, and it's is like 80% therapy.
And that's and that's what people don't understand about human resources or HR is that it is therapy. IT is therapy. It's just
who would put that together?
Calming
people. You get involved in a lot of those conversations.
You get involved. You know, most people have stress, their concern, their system, upgrades, money, financial, blah, 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 blah. And it's just listening to them and trying to help them understand what their business is and how they're doing. And also say, you know what? You're blowing a lot of freaking money over here. Why are you doing this? It makes no sense. Well, I thought that's how it's supposed to be done. Nah. It's an extra $80,000 a year you can be avoiding here. Well, I didn't know any different. I get it. But don't put your head in the sand either. Don't take vacations and go skiing on a Saturday afternoon in Colorado. Focus on your business. Whoops, I shouldn't have said that. But
yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
It is, but it's like if you don't understand it, just go out and learn it. YouTube. 18 minutes a day for a year, you'll be an expert. That's what they say, you know.
I know. There's a lot to learn out there.
Where do you Talking start? About being an expert in 18 minutes a day. Our health, wellness crap stuff that we're doing now, I enjoy it. We're month number 2 into it.
Health, wellness crap.
And now this month we're doing 100 sit-ups a day for 30 days. I did 100 sit-ups the day on the first day. On the second day, I struggled. Today's the third day. I haven't started. And it's 8:30 at night. But I'm still, like, I couldn't get off the couch today. I'm, like, pulling myself up thinking, oh my God, what did I do to my stomach? Poor guy. What am I going to do?
Keep working at it.
I guess.
Get stronger.
I don't know, man. Then the health consultant to me is going to say, I told you so. You've been doing this every day for the past 3 years. Here we are, full circle.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exactly right. So, I don't know. Episode number 64-ish, somewhere around there. Isn't that good? You're probably thinking, what the hell?
Yeah.
Sorry, McKenna. You got to work with it. That's all you got. That's all we got tonight.
That's all there is, folks.
That's all there is. Anyhow, what are your thoughts? Yay, nay, thumbs up, thumbs down. Just give it to me. All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye.